went there to work with them over there. He said that this was the only true sand hill crane that was left in the world. Here, that's been 20 years ago. That boy told me that, 15 years ago. I'd say 20.
Uh-huh.
And his name, I thought, was think was but I've never got a hold of him since. But I've heard of him, being in this country. And he never come back to see me, though. But he used to come here all the time, and I'd go with him, and we'd go down, he'd find a nest, and I'd go with him to see if that hatched or whatever, and everything. But anyhow, if the government would just come, and what I've got in mind to do, I don't mind telling you or nobody, feed them corn till we can get a pellet made, a little yellow pellet that'll take the place and color it like corn. It's made out of fish meal and different kind of things. It would be a diet for a crane, see?
Uh-huh.
A food diet, just like they're natural, like they were supposed to have, like frogs or like you make of frogs and snails and crickets and worms. What would you, kind of diet would you have? All right, we'd get this, as near that as we could get and put in this pellet and feed them. And burn the woods and leave them little spots about not burned to hatch out their little ones on. We can go back and raise some, but they'll never do it like they're doing it. They're, in another 5 years, there won't be one left if they go on like they're going.
Think so?
I know so. I know so. I don't think nothing about it. The old ones will be too old to raise, while a few of them's left, and there'll be no way to start them over. But I still think I could save them and do everything if they just listen to me. They got one of my ideas back out there a little bit, but I want to go to St. Regis and get them to help let me burn the meadows for them, you know.
Yeah.
But they own all the land there, so they want to grow timber on it, and actually they wouldn't want to burn it, but they did agree to burn some of the meadows over there for them. Flat land that they, no timber won't grow in other words.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Meadows a piece of, up in, up here around Law, up in there.
Yeah.
You go to the bottom of the hill, and you raise your good stuff in the flat down at the bottom.
Yeah.
Here you get out here in one of these places where hill drains off, you couldn't raise nothing until it starts to rise up a hill again. No such thing as raising in that flat land. Nothing. Grass will grow good there. If I hay your grass and all kind of grass like that, you can plant it. Yes, it'll grow good there, as long as you keep fertilizing on it. If you quit fertilizing it, you see what you have in a couple of years.
Yeah. Now, about the cranes, about the lands, then, you say that you couldn't grow anything in the bottom?
No, no. Timber won't grow there, nothing. In this meadow, we call it, here down there, that's what we're calling it.
Uh-huh.
The rest of it is a meadow. If a man buys a little piece of land, he say, well, hell, you'll just starve to death here, you're in a meadow, see?
Yeah.
And
only on the highland, which is called?
Yes, hill. It'd be called hills or rolling land or something like that, that the water would drain off, but yet still be good dirt on it, you understand?
Yeah.
But,
So the cranes generally live down in the bottom there?
Yes. That's where they find their snails and their little worms and their grasshoppers and frogs, you know that.
Yeah.
You know, that's where they find all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to eat that.
But
what I figure, these science could figure out what this in a snail, what kind of food value there is in a snail,
uh-huh.
What kind of food value there is in a grasshopper, what kind of food value there is in a worm, what kind of food value there is in a little frog or a little minnow, and put it all together, well, hell, they can make every kind of feed they want in the world now,
yeah.
You know, and different ingredients of different kind of things and put it together and make it. And I just can see it just how wonderful it would be that once the old mother got the little one started eating it, you'd be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I don't know how she'd come about getting them to eat it, because starvation is what put them on corn. Cranes eating corn.
Because they couldn't find anything else.
Well, the grass would grow up. You'd play hell out there yourself for catching a grasshopper in 4-foot grass, wouldn't you?